So here's a scene to visualize. Maybe I'll give this to ChatGPT to visualize for me. It's Sulzberger, the owner of the New York Times, and it's, I don't know, let's say March 2025, and he's been called before the military tribunal. And the question is, what did he do to help President Trump get elected? And was it sufficient? Sulzberger will get up and say, well, you know, I made a huge deal out of Biden's age, even though, you know, realistically speaking, there were other issues like, you know, your age, Trump's age, how fat Trump is, his corpulence, his money woes, his plan for revenge, which, well, here we are. Project 2025, the whole thing, basically. The new constitution as interpreted by the Supreme Court. So the so-called Supreme Court, no, we didn't cover any of it. We covered Biden's age because that was the big issue. So, of course, actually helped enormously while all the time maintaining a paneer, is that the word, of legitimacy, of still being journalism. Well, the court took about 4 minutes to deliberate, and they came back, and the chairman of the board, military tribunal, slams down his hammer and says, Mr. Sulzberger, you are not one of Mr. Trump's friends. And therefore, it's time for revenge. Then the stage rotates and the lights zoom in on Sulzberger and an audience of fans, basically. They yell out loud. This is the slogan of the new apprentice. Too late. Not enough. Go to hell. And all of a sudden, the bottom drops out of below Sulzberger and reveals that he has a rope around his neck. You never know what it's going to be, right? It could be a firing squad. Could be he succumbs to poison that was injected into him a few hours earlier. I don't know. Could be electrocution. They like that. But this time, it's a good old-fashioned hanging, you know. Could happen.